guys, welcome to Student Housing Insights podcast that's actually on YouTube today because we're at Campus Connects in Orlando, Florida, put on by the National Apartment Association this year. I'm here with Dan Aldersdorf, or Dan O, as most everyone knows him. Dan, we've got a couple of things to talk about that's new with you, but let's talk really quick about the new position.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get into that, let's talk about the conference.
Oh, absolutely. Lots to talk
about. This is the second day. I think you've been on three panels so far. What's kind of the feedback that you're hearing from everybody?
You know, it's been fantastic. There's a lot of conferences that most of us go to, and one thing that's cool about this one, one of many things, is it really is content heavy. Very operator focused.
Yeah.
And so in between sessions I've been presenting, I've had the chance to sit in on some amazing sessions. Just a lot of good content, really good to connect with suppliers and network. So yeah. It's been great.
Great. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about, you post to LinkedIn a lot, and this is actually one thing I didn't tell you I was going to ask you, but recently you got to talk with someone that was really one of my heroes in a lot of ways, or at least his father is, and that's Dan Cathy, CEO of Chick-fil-A. How did you get that arranged, man?
I just reached out, emailed him, and he was amazing. Replied back within hours.
Yeah.
Gave me his cell phone number. And I had to figure out, what am I going to ask this guy?
Yeah.
Right? Because he's all over. But it was amazing. And I did it. One of my mentors in grad school, he talks about the OPE principle. He said that experience is not the best teacher. It's other people's experience.
That's true.
And so I've just always made it a habit to reach out to people and try to learn. And lately I've been really thinking about parallel industries, right? And even in this new role, how can I learn about learning and go beyond just student housing to do it? You know, how is this happening in other cultures? With Chick-fil-A, I'm enthralled with their culture and customer service. And it was amazing. Had a great talk and posted the article.
If you guys are not following him on LinkedIn, make sure that you follow him. I know you're pretty active on Twitter as well, and a lot of great content for folks in this, not just in this industry, but folks in leadership roles. So thanks for putting out so much content. So 4 or 5 months ago, there was a title change that I noticed with you. You've been at Campus Advantage for quite a while, I guess, really from the beginning.
Yeah,
with Campus Advantage.
2003, so almost 15 years.
Yeah, so now you're Chief Learning Officer, CLO. What was that about? Where's Campus Advantage going with that? What was the need for that?
Well, you know, we've always known, and anyone who does this knows, that our team are the most important part of the operation, right? And so as we've grown from four of us in 2003 to over 750 team members and taken on a lot of communities, new starts, transitions, acquisitions, we have just continued to realize that we have to place that as the top priority. You know, we recite our purpose statement a lot, which is to serve and inspire our employees and residents to achieve their full potential. And we put employees first, because if we're not doing that well, I think that in terms of elevating the priority, we've always had training. It kind of lived in operations and disparate areas, right? So you've got management systems, you've got operations, you've got facilities, you've got accounting and finance. And so we were all doing a lot of really great stuff in our various silos.
Yeah.
And what our recent growth exposed is that it wasn't as connected as it needed to be. And one of the things that we're doing a much better job of than we've ever done before is asking how we're doing. Just sounds very simple, but it's so important. And asking how you're doing from people who aren't with you anymore too. So doing exit interviews and saying, and you know, one of my goals is that I never talk to somebody who says, you know, I came in and I didn't get the training on how to do my job.
Yeah.
And so we've got amazing training, amazing content. And so really my vision and our vision in elevating this into its own department, I've got a vice president of learning and development who's amazing and is putting together new curricula and really starting to tie this all together so that if you hear training, if you hear learning, you're working with her department.
Right.
And we've got a vision to just create even more of a learning culture than we've ever had before and better roadmaps to the existing resources. So
very cool. So that's where you're at now. Tell us a little bit about, and I want to come back to, you know, what you've learned from that process just over the past 4 or 5 months, and how what you would encourage other companies to do. I'll get to that question in a second, but so that's where you're at today. Let's talk a little bit about the origin story, because unlike I would say probably the majority of the folks in the off-campus world, you actually came from on-campus in Res Life, and now that you and I are both getting a lot older, I don't know that a lot of people remember that. So for everybody, just kind of give that origin story.
Yeah, absolutely. I was an RA. I was a first-generation college student and putting myself through school, and realized that the RA opportunity was one that was going to help me do that, really. Yeah. Give me a place, room and board, and it quickly turned into a lot more than that for me. I was pre-med at the time. I thought I'd be a chiropractor, actually, today. That was my plan. I still think I'd be a good chiropractor, but went a different route and changed my major to human development, worked on campus, and my plan was to continue on in the traditional higher ed path. So at this point, I would be a dean of students or something like that somewhere. So I went on and did my master's degree in higher education at Florida State University, and had kind of planned on that path. But during that whole process, when I was an RA, I had started a website, because I'm pretty geeky like that, and it was, because it was 98, it took off, and it became, you know, just widely utilized, and that got my name out there in the industry a little bit, and I wrote a couple books, and so that led to the ability to start doing consulting and doing training, and one of my early consulting clients was this new startup company called Campus Advantage, and Mike Peter, who's our CEO, he, you know, said, I really want to build this on the resident experience and create a residence life program. And so that's what got me into it. The training piece was always there. I knew I loved it. I created my own minor during grad school in group training and development. They let me do it and select these courses and start to learn the underpinnings of learning and training. And so it's fun now to be officially in that role in a bigger capacity. And
so kind they of, call it the Dan O minor now, or what is it?
What's that?
Did they call it the Dan O minor now, or what?
Group training and development was the minor, but it would be cool if they named it after me. But so it's neat now kind of going back to that and realizing that we take for granted that there's a lot to this field, you know, of adult learning, and there's theory behind it, and there's approaches that work and don't work, and realizing that it's not always a training issue, you know. And so that's where kind of going back to this department and us establishing it in a different way than we had before is really, instead of training being an order taker for the organization of saying, hey, we need a WebEx or we need an on-site training, we say, okay, well, let's identify the problem. And then your training department needs to be a strategic partner to the organization in figuring out what the solution is, because maybe it's a job aid, maybe it is a training, or maybe it's a management issue, you know, and that those conversations need to be happening instead of just saying, okay, did that training, check it off the box, but we're then really looking at performance, because that's what it needs to be about.
Do you, there's a, you know, I've always, when recruiting folks, you know, a lot of times I would ask regional managers, you know, or is it a training issue or a teaching issue with someone? You know, because you can train animals to do things, right?
Sure.
But you've got to teach people so that they can turn around and teach other people. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like from what you guys are doing, you're focusing more on that teaching. But do you believe that there's a difference between training and teaching, or?
Absolutely. I mean, they intertwine, obviously. And at the end of the day, I mean, you could talk about those definitions. It comes down to performance, and that's continuously been my mantra. Is like we don't write learning objectives. We write performance objectives, right?
Gotcha.
I don't care what you learn if it doesn't change how you perform or it doesn't make you a better leader. And so that's, performance is the key term, whether it's teaching or training or just giving someone the resources so they can learn. And maybe not in a class.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, now that you're in this position, you've been, you know, to go back to that other question I asked earlier, now that you've been in that role, that department's been established, what are some things that you would pass along to you know, not just other student housing companies, but, you know, there's a lot of vendors at this event as well that I'm sure will be watching this. What, you know, if they're wanting to put more emphasis on training and teaching, what kind of advice do you have for them?
I think one big thing, and this kind of goes back to me reaching out to Dan Cathy or talking to these other experts, is learn about learning and don't just look in-house for that information. That there's so much to be gained from parallel industries of looking, and we've done that, right? You look at customer service and we're here in Orlando and talking about Disney, but getting creative. You know, I think in student housing, we have a lot to learn from the senior housing space or the military space or multifamily. So I think that's one piece, is learn about learning and look for it in different ways. I think another one that we've been making a lot of improvements on is having a good path to run on and a good roadmap to your resources. Because adult learning, which I'm digging back into the adult learning theory, adults want to learn. Yeah. They want to perform. Nobody gets a job and wants to fail at it. And so they're motivated to learn. And you have to give them not just the resources, not just that big three-ring operations binder, but saying, hey, here's all your resources. Here's how you access them when you need them. And so I think that that's a big piece, is saying, okay, employee, here's our resources, here's a roadmap of how to use them and how to reach them when you need to. And here's a path that isn't just going to be throwing you in and seeing if you sink or swim. Yeah. So think, look for it in unexpected places, have a structure for your learners, because most folks here are going to have great resources out there, but give them a path to run on, let them know what to expect and also how they can grow beyond that. So I guess that's the third point, is how you can grow beyond your position and know what that next step is. So we have position productivity plans for every single position in the organization, and they can look at the next one that they want to jump into and start hacking away at that stuff and learn the next role that they want to be in.
So I don't know if you figured this out yet or thought about it yet, because the department is so new, but have you guys talked about, you know, what's been the most difficult? You mentioned those different silos. You know, you've got your, you know, your maintenance and facilities teams, you've got your marketing and leasing, you've got your general operations. Out of those different departments, which one's been the toughest to really get your arms around? Not necessarily, what's been the toughest to get your arms around to say, this is what we need to do for this particular department?
I don't know if there's one department that's been harder than others, because we've got these amazing subject matter experts in each area. And so it's really saying, okay, how can we give them the tools to develop the people in their area and bring out their expertise? I would say the biggest challenge, and it's so critically important, is the leadership development piece and the career progression. Yeah. So really saying, how do we create a clear path for people to, maybe they don't want to move up a chain. They're happy in this position, but even there, how do I become a better leader in the role that I'm in? And so engaging people in that process, doing it in a way that is going to motivate them. We're not just saying, hey, go read this book. So that's a piece that we're putting a lot of focus on. And I think it's the most important thing, but I also think it's probably the biggest challenge.
Because it's such of a personal, just kind of mind switch thing of needing to, you know, someone's got to want to not necessarily move up, but it's really not about making themselves better as much as it is wanting to make others around them better as well.
Great way to put it.
And that answer doesn't surprise me. And at the same time, it's just a big exclamation point on why culture is so important as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm going into just finished up my 20th year in this industry. You've been 15 years with Campus Advantage. We're kind of becoming the senior guys around this industry, right? And what's been great about that is, you know, seeing a lot of folks that started out the same way I did, you know, part-time, that college gig, you know, that you got to help your friends, you know, find a place to live and, you know, kind of help them network with other people in their community and that kind of thing. And then, you know, it ends up turning into a career for them. Mm-hmm. You've obviously got to see that as well. You've got a story to tell anybody, and why I ask that is, what was it about that person that made, you know, that you would attribute their success to?
Great question, and no shortage of stories, and that's such a rewarding part of this, you know. Yeah. Whether it's residents you keep in touch with, CAs 15 years later. Yeah. Who are in different industries, but within this industry, and I guess specifically within Campus Advantage, one of a few who come to mind is Madison Meyer. Yeah. Who is our VP for Business Development.
Yeah.
So she's reaching out, really keeping us going, building that pipeline, helping us grow. And I first met Madison, I remember the training, because it was one of my early on-site trainings, one of our early properties, God, 13, 14 years ago. And I trained her as a CA. And I remember being in that clubhouse in Kansas at University Crossing, and meeting this group, and just, I remember her enthusiasm and just eagerness to learn. And then I got to see her progress through different roles in the company to where she's at now as, yeah, as a member of our senior leadership team, and truly an expert on the industry. As you, yeah, know, you know, you're out there building business, and
oh yeah,
and so she's worked through all these different positions, left a great mark everywhere that she's been. And I think to speak to why, right? Part of it is just she's a superstar, but that's hard to quantify. And I think that the behind the scenes work that someone like her does to get better in each role that they're in is a big piece of it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think even in her current role, you know, I see her doing her own professional development all the time, and just continuing to look at how she can do the things she's doing better. And she's just done that at every step, and kind, yeah, of raised her hand and said, yeah, hey, I want that next opportunity. I want to grow into this. I want to take on a special project. And so I think that's the advice I would have for someone who is motivated, who wants to succeed, wants, yeah, to grow like that. Tell people that you want to grow like that, and, yeah, be open. I guarantee you she didn't think this would be a senior leadership position that she would be in.
Yeah.
Even though I know she had her sights set. Said hi, but, yeah, be open that there's so many different paths within the industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Madison, I mean, yeah, her department and my firm are, you know, kind of competitors, but I've never felt that way because, yeah, one, she's, you know, she's doing work for me on a project that I'm kind of playing a principal position in, and can't do the work myself, obviously. And then, you know, then there's been things that, you know, it was a conflict of interest for Campus Advantage that she's passed off to me. So, yeah, she's great, and one, yeah, of those is just a great personality, but she's always looking to help others achieve what they want to achieve, not so much. Mm-hmm. And because of that, yeah, it's elevated.
That's a great point, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Dan, I appreciate it. Thanks,
oh, my
for
pleasure.
Giving
thanks
me
for
some time.
Me and thanks for all you're doing with Student Housing Insight. I love it.
You, yeah, know, it's one of those things where, just like you did with you know, very early on with your blog site, with resident assistance, it's, we're so busy now. You know, having so many people couldn't get to this. So I wanted to be able to provide, you know, some insight into what all was going on, and then also just from the audio format itself, it's so much easier to listen to it on a plane, in the car, or something like that, than,
right,
you know, even reading it on the computer screen. We've gotten way too busy, but
that's a different podcast.
I think it's a good thing, yeah. All right, I appreciate it, man. Take care.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
We'll see you later.
All right, take care.
Thanks, guys.